Will Burns speaks to Jay Ratchett, a former radio production student, who's going to talk to Burst about his time on the course and how it has helped him to develop his career as a working radio professional.
How you doing, Will?
Being a former student, how has this helped you to find and gain a job in broadcasting?
It's been difficult, actually.
Really?
But because I'm already on producing and sort of presenting my own show, I'm already in the radio field already. And as far as making programs, I haven't actually sort of pursued that as of yet. But what I've learned on the course last year has helped me a lot, from digital editing right through to my interview techniques, and probably just generally sort of talking to other people, networking, always networking, you know. And being on the course last year has helped me a lot, and it's sort of given another sort of an idea of what the other side of the radio is all about, because I also come from the music side of things. And learning the course last year was sort of speech based, and I was really interested. I didn't know what to expect when I first came for the interview, and I did not expect what I learned last year, and it has helped me out quite a lot, actually, thinking about it.
You now present a weekly show on Fire, playing a mix of R&B, hip-hop and garage.
Yeah, with flavour.
Okay, can you see yourself changing from any of these music genres? Playing, presenting a more commercial and maybe mainstream music?
I have actually presented commercial and played mainstream music. I enjoy it. But it's because you're playlisted, and you don't have much control on it. You know, you're just playing music, and you could be playing six songs in a row and no talking, things like that. But with my show, whereas I control the playlist and how I control the speech element in it as well, so it's free.
How long have you been DJing now?
I've been DJing now for 15 years.
Right.
And it all started sort of properly around about 1989, and I'm enjoying every minute of it now. Things have started to pick up now, really, you know, really DJing quite a lot now.
Yeah.
You know, and I've played with some of the world's best DJs as well. From the house side of things, I've played with Masters at Work, I've played with Danny Ramplin, Roger Sanchez, everyone basically. And on the R&B side of things, you know, I played with people like Trevor Nelson, Schoolboy Phillips, Ronnie Harrell. I've just taken on a new residency at Elements on a Saturday night. And that's in one of the rooms upstairs called Serco.
Yeah.
Just spinning the urban flavour, but more on the girly side of things, really, rather than, you know, hard hip hop or things like that.
If there was one venue you'd love to play at that you haven't played anywhere in the world, a venue, where would it be?
It would probably have to be Body and Soul in New York City. I'm off to Miami in March.
To the music conference?
That's right, yeah. I'll be taking my production as well. I'm just in the middle of making a tune at the moment, an R&B tune, but can't tell you too much about that just yet.
Really? Okay.
it's just basically we use an a cappella of a famous R&B artist and we just put some beats on it, but it's not full kind of bootlegging process. It's just basically we wanted to tell the industry that we're ready to do remix projects and just give them a bit of a flavour. So we just presented them a showreel.
You may be working for Network X, the new digital service from the BBC. How did you get involved in this?
One of the guest speakers that was on the course last year, a lady called Mary Price, she's from the BBC, and she actually mentioned it in her sort of lecture about the new network, like X, Y and Z. And the Network X obviously was the station that was quite interesting because they were sort of like pursuing black music, urban music, and because I was playing that kind of genre on my show, I thought, well, let me try this one out. So it was kind of fresh, nobody knew about it, so I really had the advantage of it against everyone else. So I emailed Andy Parfitt, which is the program controller for Radio 1, and then he referred me to another gentleman called Terence Steele, and then I got referred to another person, and then what happened was Network Ed was piloting for presenters and also broadcast assistants, So what they did was they went all around the country looking who was doing what in the area. And they came to Bournemouth, and my name was sort of like at the top of the list because of what I do in the town and what I do in the South Coast. So I met the senior producer, Jay Morris, and got on really well with her. And she asked me a lot of questions, and I knew the answers to them, you know what I mean? And I think she looked at me in a way and thinking, how do you know these answers? And it's all because I was on the MA course and I learned, you know, the tricks of the trade. And probably that's how it sort of moved forward. At the moment, I haven't sort of secured a slot on the Network X yet. But they're still piloting for DJs. They haven't said yes and they haven't said no. But it doesn't really matter, even if I don't go around and get in the first time round, you know. By the time digital radio is a big thing, it'll be about another 2 more years, I reckon, by the time everyone sort of buys a digital radio set. At the moment, I don't think nobody wants to spend about £200 or £250 on a radio. Digital radio is definitely the way forward. As soon as that sort of is in cars and available at home, then you have a variety of much a lot of choices, you know. Yeah. So
your future plans, are they more sort of radio based or music based? Because are you planning to do a bit of producing? You said briefly you're working on it.
That's right. No, I don't want to be that long. I took some time out last year and I thought about it. I thought at the end of the day, I didn't want to be a club DJ for the rest of my life. Yeah. So by coming on the course last year, sort of opened my eyes on different aspects of radio. So although, like I say, I'm involved in music-based stations, but I've also got the knowledge and the skills to make radio programs, so I can go into that field. If it all fails on that side, then I can also go and do production, because I'm in the middle of actually doing a kind of a sound engineering type course up in what is down in Poole. This is a master's degree and you need to work hard at it. And I did work hard at it, but I was trying to balance everything else as well. Mm. And it was difficult, but I got through it in the end. And you know, with all the students that we had last year, you know, we used all the help that we got. It's very important that, it's all, Sean and Hugh and all the rest of the team, you know, that bringing guest speakers. Use it, talk to them. Don't be frightened, is it? Because I remember several times like last year, we were sitting around the table and they would just rabbit on about whatever they did, you know what I mean? But nobody will ask questions. I always ask questions, even if it's silly questions, like, you know, I don't know, just something to do, you know, how did you get into the job? You know, blah, blah, blah. Ask them. And they'll always remember to ask them for that business card. Because in my home, I have a folder of every single person that I talk to on the course, and I use it now. Mm. So that's my advice. Yeah. Stick with it.
Once again, thank you, Jay Ratchett, for coming in to speak to us on Burst.
Thank you very much, Bill.